I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home.
Deer Lake Charlie's is a legendary tavern in the wilderness, and it's located 14 miles east of Effie on Highway 1, and it's a long way from anywhere, no matter what direction you're coming from. They recently opened for their 71st season, and I stopped in to talk with the owner.
Yeah, hi, my name's Gail. I'm Gail Blackmer. I'm the third, fourth generation now of Blackmer family to either own or run this place. I think it's about as welcome in the spring as spring itself to our neighbors. They like to have a place to come. It's a simple, simple business, very, very rustic, and we can enjoy a little outdoors mingling with a business, and that makes it ideal for passersby on Highway 1 here between Effie and Togo. There's not much else to stop at, so you might as well stop at Deer Lake Charlie's. Grandpa Charlie, Charlie Blackmer, first came to the country, around 1920, that's just a guess. And he came here to trap. Met a woman from Chicago who had come to work in the logging camps. My grandmother and her three sisters left Chicago on a train and came to the logging camps to work as cooks. Eventually, they settled on a piece of property there on Deer Lake and started a resort. One of their oldest daughter, Lorraine, married Myron Carlson, who was here in our CCC camp, which is right up the road. And there was a time there when the CCC camp had probably 200 men at the camp, ages 19, 20, 21, 22. My Uncle Myron thought this would be a good place to start a tavern. Figuring also that 200 men needed some female companions, so he started having dances. To have dances, he needed a big dance hall. So he built this building, which on the radio looks like a barn, and it was built to be a dance hall. There was a log building that housed the tavern early days while this barn-shaped building was built. And eventually that kind of tumbled down and other structures here tumbled down. And what we're left with is, as you go by, if I say, have you been down to the dome, you'll know why we call it the dome. It looks like a big old dome-shaped barn. It's an interesting construction structure, as you can imagine. Yep. I think the framework was built probably laying on the ground and then stood them up, a typical barn raising style. And it went up pretty quick. But the first year that it was built, the concrete floor was poured, that 2-3 inch concrete floor was poured. And while before the structure went up about around it, they just strung some Christmas lights and danced outside. Myron had his own band. He had him, his son, and his daughter were a trio, and that was the band. And they would set up every other Saturday night, and when those 200 CCC guys came down to dance, someone would send a station wagon around to see if they could round up some women and bring the women over here and bring them home after the dance. So I do know there's been quite a lot of footsteps on that dance floor upstairs, and quite a few people through this place for as remote as we are. Listeners who know what I mean when I say the butterfly, or I say a shottish, will know that there's quite a bit of foot stomping going on with any of those dances, and the place would pretty much rock and roll. I was a kid, and the kids would sit alongside the benches. All it was a rough wooden bench along the sides of the building. The band was in the corner, and the dance floor was full.
And this is where my personal history crosses paths with this story. In the summer of 1964, my parents bought Deer Lake Charlie's and moved the family from Indianapolis to what I thought at the time was the end of the earth. Gail was one of the first people I met when we moved here. My father ran the business until the early 1970s, when ownership went back to Myron, whose second wife, Tracy, ran it for many years, until it was time for her to retire.
And they offered it up to my brother, Charlie, and I. We were cousins, so we're all still in the family. And we've had it now since about 92. And my brother died in 2015, so I'm on my third year here by myself. I tried to open around early May. This year was a little later because it was cold. This is my first weekend open. Is fishing season opener weekend. I stay open throughout the summer now until end of September, early October, depending again on the weather. My brother Charlie had a pretty good saying for when the season ends. He said, it all depends on weather and attitude, my attitude. It's a venue, a good venue for, we've had wedding receptions. We've had a wedding. We have some music, have some day-long festivals, and some evening dance nights. So we'll have a couple coming up this season. And the upper floor of this barn-shaped building has had a flea market, a used rummage sale, so to speak, for years and years. We've done that now a long time. I have people coming back who say, that frying pan I bought up there 15 years ago is still my favorite frying pan. And we do some bartering and some negotiating, so that can be fun too. We've got a good big yard. We could start some bocce ball, or we can just about do anything we want here. We're kind of out here where we're not going to hurt anybody with a little noise. It's kind of a fun spot.
You're listening to Close to Home, and I'm talking with Gail Blackmer, the owner of Deer Lake Charlie's. Since the Dome started its life as a dance hall, it should be no surprise that music is still an important part of the operation.
Well, these days, I like to get a few local bands. Most KAXE listeners will remember Marshall and Dick Brooks, and so we've got a lot of musical friends. So if we do have a band, we do like to have it be somebody who's A, good, and B, friends of ours, so we do that. I can't have a lot of activities during the season. It's a very short season, and we are a long way from anywhere. But planned this year, I've got Jason Waldron and the Midnight Ramblers coming up right after the 4th of July. That bell you hear is a typical bar bell, where when you hear the bell, you know that somebody just bought around for the bar. As the owner, I like to hear that. Another band, Hobo Revival from the Range, they're good friends. They're coming here in August. And then in September, we have the Jug Band Contest, the well-known jug band event that Marshall used to hold at the Effie Neighborhood Tavern for years, and is the third leg of the Jug Band series annually, the first one being in Minneapolis in February, the second one being in Duluth in May, and the third one being here in September. So it's a kind of a traveling circuit of jug band aficionados, which means put together a band, make sure it has a jug and some percussion, and bring it on out. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, we do have some fun times here. The place gets a full parking lot and a full bar, but it's a casual spot. We're inside and outside and doing some walking around. It's a good place. Four-wheelers can actually get here legally by following particular trails, and it's a good spot for them. We're not real particular about the mud on the floors. We can just hose it down afterwards. So it's a good spot for those kinds of activities.
I asked Gail if she had a favorite memory of Deer Lake Charlie's, which was not easy to answer since she'd been there practically forever.
Well, that forever business is probably it. I was here as a kid. And a lot of other people were here as a kid. It's a family bar. And the kids can come in. They are fascinated to play a game of pool with parental, you know, assistance. They enjoy just seeing adults meeting and greeting new people. So it is. It's a family affair. And we've had babies from a few weeks old in here, and they will come back years later and say, I remember when I was a baby and they put me in a beer case and set me up on top of the bar, and there I stayed, and that has happened.
And what does she see as the future for Deer Lake Charlie's?
We're missing a lot of people as years go by. A lot of my family now is gone, and there's new generations coming up. Futures is, I'm wondering about it. I think there's a future here, but yeah, it's an aging building, and I just don't know, because there's something else that's aging too, and that's me. But we do want to keep going as long as I can, as long as I can keep the doors open and the summertime comes around and people don't mind a few mosquitoes coming in. They're here for a good time, and that's the way I'd like to keep it. We're a long way from anywhere, But when people come here, they're glad to be here.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.